We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Do you unpack the minute you get home?
Literally, like, I'm worse than you. Like, I will not unpack probably for, like, a couple weeks, like, because lately when I've been like traveling, like I've been doing like Airbnbs and stuff, and like they usually have like, well, I usually wash my clothes before I leave. Because like most of the Airbnbs, like they have like a washer and dryer. So like I wash before I leave. There's nothing, like most of my clothes are clean, like all of them are clean, and like the suitcase is just sitting there.
Right.
Like, unless I need something, and I usually don't need something for a long time. I usually buy like a lot of travel toothbrushes and soap and, you know, all of that stuff, so I don't need any toiletries. Oh, you know what? My makeup bag.
Makeup bag out.
Yeah, that comes out. Mm-hmm. So effectively, when you get home, you have like an extra dresser for a few weeks.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
I totally support it. It seems normal to me.
Yeah, if you keep that filled until your next trip, you're good.
Hi, Kiss. Do you unpack the minute you get home?
Oh, you got to unpack that right away, immediately.
Why? Why? Explain.
You just got to get it over with. You just got to get it done with.
Now, how soon after you walk in the house, and do you unpack immediately?
Within an hour.
Okay. Does the suitcase go right up to the bedroom?
Or in the basement.
Or in the basement. Uh-huh. Were you in the military that you've got such discipline?
No, I like to just get it done with right out of the way, get the dirty clothes washed, and just move right on with it.
So where you're living now, does everything have a place and it's in its place all the time? Is it neat and tidy and organized?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. You're just weird when it comes to traveling. All right.
I'm glad you called. 644-9850. Hi, Kiss. Do you unpack the minute you get back home?
No, but what I do is one suitcase has all the dirty clothes in. Everything else can be unpacked later on.
Oh, that's a good way to play it.
Yes.
Yeah. And so how quick will you unpack the other suitcases? How many days?
Maybe a week.
Okay. All right.
There.
Yep. No, not here to judge. I support it. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Meg.
Hi, Meg. Do you unpack the minute you get back home?
No way.
No way.
I went a few weeks where I was panicking because I swore I had more clothes than I did in my closet. And I was starting to consider somebody robbed me. I was like, someone had to have come into my house and taken all my clothes. I actually found a month or two later in a spare bedroom of mine a suitcase that I forgot to unpack from a trip in Christmas time last year. I was so excited but so upset with myself. I was okay.
It's like finding new clothes. If they've been gone for a while, you find some of your faves.
Christmas in July.
That's funny.
What specifically were you looking for that you were driving yourself crazy because you couldn't find it?
It's just specific items of clothing, a pair of shorts or jeans, something that I knew I had. I could not remember, but it drove me nuts. I told my husband, I'm like, we were robbed. I don't know why they didn't take our money, but they took my jeans.
Right.
They took my fun shorts.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And how did your husband respond to that?
Well, he knows exactly how I am. He was actually in the Navy, so he's the minute he walks in the door, he's unpacked, everything's folded, perfect. He's just that guy.
Right.
I'm not. Opposites attract, apparently.
Yes.
He knew in his mind, he was like, I guarantee it's in this house somewhere random because I put things in random places. So when I found it, he just looked at me and was like, oh, maybe next time we'll unpack our bags. And I still have never done it.
No, of course
not. He was in the Navy for how long?
6 years.
You guys ever play the Periscope game?
Not.
I have a friend who was in the Navy. It's a thing.
Wait, how do you play the Periscope game?
Periscope
so
up.
Wait, I totally like the way this sounds.
Talk to someone
fun.
Who was in the Navy.
Janet, okay. You're a boater. You should understand.
Yeah, you're a... Well, it's not quite the same thing.
Oh.
Is it different?
Yeah.
Different rules in the Navy?
Okay. Much more organized.
Is it really? Well, I like it. Thank you so much for calling. Yeah. So 644-9850. I find this fascinating. Do you unpack the minute you get back home? 644-9850. I was just thinking the other day because I was moving a suitcase from one room to another. And I'm like, ooh. This one feels heavy. Is there something in there? And it was just more like bags that I just stuffed in the suitcase.
I had one bag that I had not unpacked and just kind of rearranged it for the next trip because I found it. I'm like, oh, yeah, this suitcase, we brought this to Florida last time. I'm like, And the stuff is still in there from last time. So I just kind of went through, make sure I wanted that. And for the most part, I was already pre-packed from not unpacking.
Right, exactly.
That's efficient.
For people who are like business travelers, if you know somebody who travels like on a weekly or, you know, every 2 weeks kind of basis, They've got totally the system down pat.
Yeah.
Whether they're going by car or airplane, they know exactly how to pack it and what they need. There's this ability to pack efficiently. I think that it starts to go with the territory if you're moving around so much because you just don't want to have to check a bag when you're traveling that
much. Wait, so you fall on the I don't unpack side of this combo?
No, I totally don't unpack.
Same.
No, like just because I guess I'm fine with it sitting there.
Priorities.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Sam.
Sam, do you unpack the minute you get back home?
Immediately.
Why?
And I travel for business, and I'm scared of bed bugs, so I come home, everything goes in the washer, dryer, and then I put it away.
Now, have you ever experienced getting bed bugs?
Yes, we had a scare one time.
Uh-huh. Tell me about it.
It came from not traveling, but then looking into it, we realized where it did come from. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's nasty. We had to redo our entire house by the time you find out where they are.
So wait, you've got to tell me more. So you found out, like, who was
some warning signs.
Who was the carrier? Was it one of the kids' friends or something like that?
I can't say too much, but it came from a client, and so it was. But then if they hide, they hide until there's too many to get rid of.
Oh my gosh. So, but with bed bugs, I knew somebody who got bed bugs and did the thing where you have to heat your house up to like 100 degrees for like days.
Well, that's an option, but we just remodeled the whole house and got rid of walls and floors. So.
Perfect.
All right, so if I can catch some bed bugs, I can use that as my honey. We need to do the whole house.
Renovate.
I like this. Now, what kind of hysterical nature did you have to, like, what hysteria level did you have to get to convince your hubby that you needed to redo the house?
We tried to get rid of them chemically and other ways, and there was no other way except for taking down walls. So
that's insane.
Yeah, you can't see them. And then once we took down walls, there was hundreds, and it was scary.
You are freaking me out right now. I don't know that I can.
I only thought bed bugs are on beds.
No,
I didn't even know they go in walls.
So a lot of misconceptions, Jan. They're not just in hotels. They're not just for travelers. Sometimes they're just in businesses, homes, workplaces. They're called bed bugs. They don't literally
itchy.
Sleep in bags.
Like I'm
beds.
Talking. Yeah,
I know. They can live in walls. They can live in rafters.
Right. Like, I'm not an expert, but, I did a lot of research. So they feed and then they hide. So that's why it's hard to find them until they've gone crazy. And they actually prefer dry, clean places. So it's an awful misconception about being, gross. They like dry, clean places.
Yeah, it's not about a dirty home.
All right. So you take this wall down. Tell me what it looked like when it came down.
I was bawling hysterically, and the thing is like, I was probably getting bit, but I didn't have bites. So my children, I thought they were like getting, at school, they were like being abused or something because they had bites everywhere. But like, I didn't show any bites. There's no way I couldn't have been bitten.
Right.
Just based on how many there were, but like, I didn't have a reaction, but my kids were having a reaction.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a scary time.
How long did it take between, I think I have bed bugs, to confirmed these are definitely bed bugs?
The only thing that I noticed is my kids were having this weird rash, and it was kept coming back and nothing was going away. And so then I started tearing apart, like, you know, maybe it was the bed. And then as soon as I found them, I mean, it was like a day. Like, wow. I saw one and then we ripped it down a wall.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's an interesting story. So your takeaway is you pack the minute you get back home.
Yes, because it is a travel thing more frequently than where we ended up getting it from. But, yeah, I mean, if you're in somewhere that other people have been, I check hotel rooms the second I get in there, and I don't even put the bags on the floor, never. And then I come home and I unpack and I wash everything.
Wow. Oof. Interesting. I've learned a lot from you. Thank you so much for calling.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.